There have been four amazing releases of these Stokowski transcriptions, and now sort of the cream of the crop. The cover is a charming picture of you and the maestro over some music, and you both have this wonderful look. I'm curious, is this one of your pieces? Is this the first symphony that you have in the score?
No.
Because,
no.
It's not.
Well, the first symphony Stokowski premiered when I was 17. He did the first concert of his last orchestra, the American Symphony, at Carnegie Hall. He wanted to open the season with one of my works. This is an interesting anecdote. I couldn't write the work fast enough. I mean, he told me in like August for the opening in September. So I took a movement from my second symphony, which was called Funeral March. It wasn't meant as a death of someone. It was more philosophical than that. But he, being almost 90, he didn't like the idea of conducting a funeral march. So he asked me, I want to do this piece, but what would you call it? I got a hint. So I changed the title to Elegiac Poem. So the piece he's looking at in that photograph is my elegiac poem in preparation for the opening concert, the first concert of Stokowski with his new orchestra, his last orchestra, the American Symphony. And I remember that he called himself and said, would you like to come over? We need to have a picture together for the opening concert of the season. I was very surprised because Stokowski hated to have his picture taken. And I remember a few years later, he was conducting in Oslo. And as it so happened, this is after I stopped working with him many years later. He was like 94. And the next concert was mine. So I went a few days early to hear his concert. During the rehearsals, a player in the orchestra took his photograph. He stopped the rehearsal, took the camera out of the photographer's hand and said, you're not allowed to take my picture, and removed all the pictures. But he liked it when it was planned, I guess, and he could then approve them. By the way, unrelated, I should tell you, when I met Madame Prokofiev's widow, in Paris, long time ago. She was already also 89. And the RCA Records had arranged a photograph session because I was about to record some Prokofiev. And I went to Paris especially. And she fussed with the photographer. No, no, she said, not that angle. Make sure it's my left angle, my left side. Never front photographs. And I must see the results before you publish. So must have been generational. They wanted to see the pictures to make sure they gave their best.
Yeah, way before the selfie.
Oh, yes, way before.
Way before.